Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Erevin Daf Yud. We have 14 lines from the top on Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara taught us that a lechi, which is visible on the outside, it's nira mi bachutz, that can be applied and is effective to the mavi as well. So as long as it's visible from the exterior of the mavi, so when you're looking at the mavi, you notice it, that works. That works to separate the mavi, because if the b'nei rishus harabim, who are looking at it from the outside, see the mavi as a separate entity, that concept can be applied to within the mavi as well, to consider it separate from rishus harabim. So nira mi bachutz works even though it's not visible from the inside, from the interior of the mavi. The Gemara told us this was a halacha taught by Rav Huna, and we actually had a kasha on it from a braisa, which seems to indicate otherwise, seems to refute the halacha of Rav Huna. Says the Gemara 14 lines from the top, at the end of that line, Amar Rav Yosef, lo yishmiel li hashmaitza. I never heard this halacha in the name of Rav Huna. Rashi explains elsewhere that Rav Yosef, due to his illness, forgot the many halachis. And the Gemara told us that Abaye, who was his Talmud, would remind him. Same thing we find here. Rav Yosef says, I never heard this halacha. Amale Abaye at Amras Nialon. You actually were the one who taught us this halacha in the name of Rav Huna. Ve'aha Amras Nialon. And it was actually in this context. It was applied to the following halacha. The Amar Rami Bar Abba Amar Rav Huna. So this was in the name of Rav Huna. He told us the following halach. Lechi ha-moyshech im dafnei shomavai. If one has a lechi, which is extending from the mavi outwards, you have the wall of the mavi, and there's a lechi affixed to the tip of that wall, extending into the rishus harabim, acting as a lechi. Now, it's a thin lechi, narrower than the actual thickness of the wall. So it's visible, but it's only visible from the outside, from rishus harabim. Why? Because the inner edge, the inner surface of this lechi is flush with the inner surface of this mavi. So if the mavi's wall is, let's say, this thick, the lechi is affixed to the interior portion of that wall, and the inner surface of that lechi seems to be just a continuation of the wall of the lechi, of the wall of the mavi. So when you're in the mavi, you don't notice that lechi. You only notice it from the outside due to the fact that it's thinner, it's narrower than the thickness of the mavi. So this is a typical example of nira mibachutz b'shab mibifnim. So Rav Huna taught us that this lechi, which is moishich im dafni shal mavi, can it be used as a lechi? It depends how long it is. Pachas midal damas, if it extends less than 4 amas in length, nidan mishum lechi, that is considered to be a lechi. Umishtamish im chudaya pnimi. So this allows usage of the mavi. You can go carry inside the mavi until the actual lechi, until the inner edge of the lechi. That's the beginning of the lechi, because one cannot carry beside the lechi itself. So that's only if the lechi extends less than 4 amas. Then it has the size of a lechi. But if it's dalad amas, if it's a very long lechi, it's 4 amas long, it is no longer regarded as a lechi. It's too large. Nidon mishum mavi. It is considered like a mavi wall, because the minimum length of a mavi is 4 amas. So when a lechi extends, it goes for 4 amas, it has a din like a wall of a mavi. We don't treat it like a lechi. And now you may no longer use and carry throughout this mavi, which does not have a lechi. So this was the halacha that Rami Bar Abba said in the name of Rav Huna. And this is Abaye speaking to Rav Yosef. You actually made a comment on this halacha. Va'at amrason Allah. And you referenced this halacha. You added your comment by saying, Shma minotlas. We learn from here 3 concepts. Number one, Shma mino ben l'chayayim asr. One may not carry alongside the lechi. So ben l'chayayin, the Lashon Rav, and Rashi explains, it's referring to the lechi. It just means, it's referring to the many lechis found in many alleyways. So alongside a lechi is not considered within the confines of the lechi, within the confines of the kaira, of the mavoi. And one cannot carry alongside the lechi. We learned earlier, Tosis explained that since a lechi can typically be just a thin, flimsy pole, which is not so visible and discernible, we're concerned if he carries there, he might carry right outside the Rishus Rabim as well. So one cannot carry alongside a lechi. That's number one. How do we know this from this halacha? Because Rav Huna just told us that when the lechi is valid, that allows carrying in the mavi until where? Until the actual beginning of the lechi, but not alongside the lechi. So that's number one. Number two, we hear from this, Ushmamino meshech mavi ba'arba amis, that the length of a mavi is 4 amis. Therefore, a lechi, which extends at a distance of 4 amis, is considered like a mavi wall. Because this is the shear of a mavi. As though it is a wall of a mavi and is no longer considered a lechi. Ushmamino, we also hear from this, nirah mi bachutz, shavim mi bifnim, when something is merely visible on the outside, v'shavim mi bifnim, but from the inside, it's not visible. For instance, in this case where the lechi was flush to the interior surface of the mavi wall, so it doesn't appear like a lechi, it's not protruding. Nidei mishum lechi, that's enough to be considered a lechi. So it was actually you who gave us this interpretation and concluded for us that when something is visible on the outside, that's enough. And that is Rav Huna's halacha. Concludes the Gemara, indeed, v'hilchasa, the final halacha is nira mibachutz, v'shavim mibifnim, nida mishum lechi, we consider it a lechi. Says, how can that be? Tiyufta v'hilchasa. Just a bit earlier, we had a kasha from that brisa which told us about the chatzah, which was 11 amos wide, then we had a refutation to Rav Huna from that brisa. We seem to learn that nira mibachutz is not sufficient. So on the one hand, you have a tiyufta refutation. Now you conclude v'hilchasa, that the halacha follows Rav Huna, that nira mibachutz is considered a lechi. How do these two things go hand in hand? Says more in yes, we do follow that shita mishum detani Rav Chiya kavasei, because Rav Chiya actually taught us a brisa which concurred with Rav Huna that a nira mibachutz is sufficient to be considered a lechi. Continues the Gemara v'racham me'esa amos yemait. Mishnah told us that if the entry to the mavi is wider than 10 amos, that's no longer regarded as a pesach. It's a breach in the wall, and you must go ahead and lessen the width of that doorway to make it narrow. It can't be more than 10 amos. Omer Abaye, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, V'rochem Esa Yemait, you must lessen the width of that doorway. Rabbi Domeina Taruch Lemait, there's no need to narrow the entryway. V'ad Kama, Rabbi Domeina allows greater than 10, but what is his maximum? Until how far can we go? How wide can the entryway be? Savar of Achi. So Rav Achi figured Kameder of Yosef. He was presenting in front of Yosef Lameimah to say as follows. Ad Shloish Esrei Amoshlish. The widest we can allow the entryway to be built, according to Rav Yehuda, is 13 Amos and a third. How do we get to that number? The Kavachomer Bepasei Berois. This will be derived with a Kavachomer from the entryway, which is present by Pasei Berois. Pasei Berois are posts, which are constructed around Berois, these wells in Rosh Hashanah. Let's take a look at Rashi, who describes this. 8 lines from the bottom. It says, Rashi, Pasei Berois Yetatvem. In the case of Pasei Berois, we allow an entryway which is Shlosh Yisrei Amo Shlosh, 13 Amos and a third. The Snan Beperek Sheni, as we learned in the second Perek, Oysen Pasei Berois Shabash Hashanah. When we erect posts, boards around the wells in Shusha Rabban, Vehina Mukun Asora, the well, or the spring there is 10 deep, 10 tefachim deep, which makes it a Rishus HaYachid. V'osu l'malas mehen, one cannot draw water from them, hu l'aneach al-sfas, and place it on the ridge of the well, shemoyti Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, because he's taking from Rishus HaYachid, into the street, which is Rishus HaRabim. V'yitiru chachamim lasois, arbod yumdim. Chachamim were concerned about the oiler regular people that would come to Yerushalayim with all their livestock. There's a great need to have water available to feed their animals. So if one cannot draw from these wells, how are they going to accommodate their animals? Chachamim applied a special allowance. They applied the heter of Pasei Berois, Lasos Arbo Diyumdim, to erect 4 Diyumdim. Diyumdim are twin posts, so L-shaped posts, which are placed 4 of them around this well, so the L-shaped post is facing in 2 directions. So you have 4 of these posts placed around the bear, that creates an enclosure. It's as though there are 4 mechitzas there, and that makes the enclosed area of Shus HaYachid. Now one can go ahead and draw from the well into this enclosure and feed his animal. So v'yitir chacham lasis arba duyum l'arba peis on the four corners l'shavye ben apasim shayachet to create a shayachet between these pasim. Umut l'malis. V'shav Rabbi Yehuda l'harchik zemeze. How far can these posts be situated from each other? Rabbi Yehuda allows a space of 13 amas and a third. How do we get to that number? Explains Rashi. V'shav Rabbi Yehuda l'harchik zemeze. To place them at a distance, one from the other, maloi shnei ravakos, the amount, the size that is needed for two pairs of cows, shalar ba ba bakar, each group. So you have animals tied together, used for plowing fields. So you have four cows tied together. And perhaps one is going to be going in and one going out at the same time. So we need enough space for eight of these cows. What is the thickness of each one? Amma ushne shlishi amma. Each para, each cow, is an amma and 2/3. So 8 times this amount equals 13 and a third. The havalu shlish esri amma shlish, 13 and a third, to accommodate 8 cow. The shmoyna baka to accommodate the 8 cows which are coming through this entryway. So we see that the entryway of a pasi birois according to Rabbi Yehuda is up until 13 and a third to accommodate these animals. So the Gemara figured that we're going to apply the same number to the Pesach Mabit, because we find that the concept of Pesach can apply even to such a wide entryway of 13 and a third. Therefore, apparently, even in the Mabit, one can do the same according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's take a look at the Gemara. So this is going to be derived with the Kal v'chomer from Pasi Berois. Explains the Gemara, what is the Kal v'chomer? Uma Pasi Berois. Since we find that those Pasi Berois, Shitarta Behen, Porotz Meruba Loimed. So since we find that Pasi Berois, despite the fact that there is a special allowance, what is the heter that is applied there? We allow an enclosure to be considered Shisayachet, even though it's mostly exposed, not mostly enclosed. It only has these four posts on the four edges. So it's porous, the exposed area, the gaps in the wall, is Merubah Al-Moed, is greater than the Oymed, than the built portion. So the unbuilt is greater than the built. So it's a special allowance over there. So despite the fact that we have that special heter, nevertheless, when it comes to giving us the dimensions, what is the maximum allowed for the actual entryway? You do not allow yoyser mishlish yisrael mishlish. You don't allow more than 13 and 30, despite the fact that you have the heter. Look, you don't even need more built than unbuilt. You can have more parts, more gaps, more open, exposed area in this enclosure than the built portion. Nevertheless, you don't allow more than 13 and a third. So despite the fact that it has an advantage, so to speak, you're very lenient when it comes to the actual shear of the oimid, of the walls, you're still going to be machmer, you're not going to allow more than 13 and a third for the entryway. So certainly when it comes to the mavi, we shouldn't allow more than 13 and a third. Why? When it comes to Mavi, we don't find that we allow Parat Merubah La'imed. We don't allow more exposure than enclosure, meaning the Mavi is mostly enclosed. It was on all three sides. It needs to be mostly enclosed. The built portion must be greater than the gaps found around this Mavi and those walls, etc. So it's a universal concept, a universal requirement of part of Eimed Mura of parts, which is applied to the Mavi. You need more Eimed than parts. So since we find the stringency, certainly Einu Din isn't illogical to say that when it comes to the determining the size of the entryway, it must be Machmer. You can't go past 13 and 3rd. You can't be better than Pasi Beroi. Einu Din Shlei Tataboy. You should not allow in the Mavi an entryway which is greater Yoyse Mishlish Yisamer Shlish. So the Kal v'chomer works as follows. If the Pasi Beroi, despite the fact that it has a Kula, it's mostly exposed, still we see that when it comes to the entryway, we don't allow greater than 13 and a third to allow those parois and no more. Certainly when it comes to the mavi, where we see we're more machmer, we require the oimed portion, the built portion, to be greater than the unbuilt portion. Of course, when it comes to determining the size of the entryway, you can't allow greater than 13 and a third. We find that to be a shear of a Pesach to accommodate the animals there. So apparently, that falls into the confines regarded within the perimeters of a of a doorway, it's considered to be an entranceway, and not a pirtza, therefore we can allow by Mavi as well. Says the Gemara, Vihi hanisenas, this very same logic that you're applying to the Kal Vachomer is actually, can actually form the basis to actually allow more by the Mavi, to allow a greater, a larger Pesach by the Mavi. Why? By the Pasei Berois, it's strictly because you had the heter, you applied an allowance of Parutz Merubah, you allow them to be used despite the fact that it's mostly exposed, mostly unbuilt. It's Parutz Merubah Loimed. So since it has that allowance, meaning the walls, they are so incomplete, that's the same, very same reason why you don't want to allow a great open doorway. That is the very reason why indeed you can't go past 13 and a third, because those walls are so incomplete, such partial walls are just merely four posts. So yeah, it's logical to say that the doorway in between, the entryway, can't be greater than 13 and a third. It's meant to accommodate those animals, can't go past that, because those walls are so incomplete. In contrast to the Mavi, which has proper walls, it's mostly an enclosed area. Perhaps this should be the very reason to allow a larger entryway. Mavi shleitarta by parts merub al aimet. The Mavi, this simply because, for this very reason, they didn't allow the parts to be greater than the aimet. You require it to be mostly contained. So it has proper mechitzas, it's properly enclosed. That is the very reason to actually be more lenient when it comes to the size of the doorway. Perhaps that should be the very reason to allow a larger doorway. So you can't connect, you can't derive Mavi from Pasei Berois. Perhaps although Rabbi Yehuda limits the entryway at the Pasei Berois to 13 and a third, when it comes to Mavi, which is a properly built area, maybe the entryway could be larger. Inami, says the Gemara. Alternatively, Lidachki, so perhaps we'll take another avenue. We'll take the opposite approach. That we need to be machmir more by the Mavi than over there. Pasei Berois da'kilas v'uchad kula. In contrast to Pasei Berois, where we actually applied one kula, which is the fact that we allow parutz merubah lo'emed, that the unbuilt should be larger and greater than the built area, and we allow that area to be used despite the fact that there's very little presence of built walls. So one allowance, one kula was applied. Likewise, this should cause us to add another kula and allow even a large entryway. The point here is that the Pasei Berois is built and configured to accommodate the animals. That's the concept, underlying concept there. So four posts is sufficient with this large entryway to allow the animals through. It's specific for that context. But when it comes to a Mavi, an ordinary structure, Mavi klal klalai. Over here, we shouldn't allow anything past your standard tanamis. Meaning, if anything, perhaps Mavi should be more stringent and shouldn't be allowed to have a large entryway. Basically, what we're saying is we can't learn from one from the other. It's certainly clear that Yud allow is larger than 10, but we're not sure how far we're going to go. On the one hand, we say, well, maybe we can make a very large entryway. Perhaps, actually, you can't, because we're not meant to be makel by a Mavi. So we're unsure, we leave it inconclusive. We're not sure what is the exact size of the entryway according to Yehuda. Continues the Gemara. Tani Levi, Levi Tvod Abraisa, Mavi Shurachav Esramam. What if you have a entryway to a Mavi, which is wider than 20, which is 20 amas wide? How do you address that? It's larger than 10. He simply places a pole right in the middle of that entryway, splitting it into two, resulting in an entryway on this side, which is 10 or less, and likewise on the other side, which is okay, which falls within the parameters of a properly sized entryway. So Levi actually dictated this price, but he concluded, we don't follow this halacha. Why? Says Rashi, the bottom line, So last line of the Amud explains Rashi, what's wrong with this pole situated right in the middle of the entryway, with a large gap on either side? The air, the space on this side of the pole, with the haigis and the space on the other side of the pole, will come along, join forces, and nullify this pole. Since the area, the empty space on both sides of this pole are actually greater in size, larger than this small pole, it's mevatale lekana and nullifies the kana, and we don't reckon with it. Therefore, we cannot simply place a kana right in the middle of the entryway. Ikad the Amid is another version of Amar Shmuel, Mishmei the Levi, Shmuel quoted Levi, as saying, Ein halacha is a Mishnah, we don't follow this halacha. Elahechi Ovid, if so, what is the proper approach? How is it going to enable this Mavi for use, this wide entrance, which is 20 Amas? Amar Shmuel, Mishmei the Levi, as follows. He takes a board, passes a board which is 10 tefachim high, which is a sheer mechitza, as we learned earlier in Daf Dalet. He takes a board which is 10 tefachim high, b'meshach arba amis, which is at least 4 amas long, u'ma'amidoi l'orkei shel mavi, and he slices the mavi in half, meaning you have the large mavi which is 20 amas wide. How does he go ahead and narrow that entryway? Very simple. He takes a board and runs it right through the middle of that mavi. He begins at the entry point and runs it at least 4 amas into the mavi. By doing so, he splits, so to speak, the mavi into two, because 4 amas is a sheer mavi. And this results in each Pesach, we have two mavi, so to speak, side by side, each one having its own independent entryway, which is 10 amas or less, and you're okay. Let's take a look at Rashi. Actually, let's see the Gemara just a bit further. Inami, another option to break down the entryway and to narrow it to its proper size. Inami k'drav Yehuda, the Amar of Yehuda. Mavi shu rochav chomesh esri amu. One has a mavi which is 15 amas wide and has to get it down to 10. So what do you do? Marachik shtei amas. V'oisipas sholesh amas. Very simple. He takes a pas which is 3 amas long. This time you don't need such a big pass, merely a board which is 3 amas wide. And he places it where? At a distance of 2 amas from the wall of the mavi. So the mavi is 15 amas wide. So he needs to go ahead and close up how much? 5 amas to break it down, to bring it down to 10. How does he break it down? He doesn't actually need to block off 5 completely. There's a way around that. He applies the concept that we discussed earlier of Oymed Merubel Aparetz. If it's mostly built, if you have a portion which is mostly built and partially gapped open, the oymed is more than the breach, then it's considered to be fully enclosed. So Rav Yehuda tells us he takes a board which is 3 amas wide and places it 2 amas from the wall. So there's 15 amas of entry. He takes a board which is 3 amas wide and places it at a distance of 2 amas from that wall. So the board, which is 3 amas long, is actually greater in size than the gap. So it's oymed meruba al haparetz. So this will we will consider the entire 5 to be closed off. So once you close 5, so you got rid of that 5, and now you're left with only 10, which is a properly sized entryway to a mavi. So again, the words in the Gemara, mavi shirachav chamesh esri amo. If the mavi is 15 amas wide, marchik shtei amos. So he spaces, goes ahead and creates a gap of 2 amos. He leaves 2 amos near the wall, empty, and goes ahead and constructs, affixes a board 3 amos wide. Now we'll consider the entire 5 to be enclosed and permit carrying this mavi, which only has an entryway which is 10 amos wide. Let's see Rashi inside from the top of the amud. So we have two options. The first option was slice the mavi down the middle, umamidi lo'okesh al mavi be'emtza pesach. He takes this board, which is 10 tefachim high, 4 amas long, and runs it down the middle of the Pesach, the kivan, the ikeh hechshel mavi b'orkei shel pas. Since the orkei of the pas, a length, is sufficiently sized to be considered hechshel mavi, meaning it has the size of a mavi, the minimum length of a mavi is 4 amas. So this board, which is running down the middle of your mavi, is a mavi wall, because it has a shear of a mavi. This results in splitting the mavois into two mavois. Havelu kushtei mavois. We regard them as two alleyways running side by side. And now the Pesach is properly configured. V'nasa ha-Pesach ha-Echod ha-Mavizeh. So we have two doorways. One entryway for this mavi. Ha-Pesach ha-Sheni l'mavi ha-Sheni. And the entryway, which is on the other side of this board, belongs to the second mavi. And each one is 10 amos or less, and you're fine. That's the first option. Rav Yehuda gives us another option. Placing a board, strategically placing it right by the entryway. Marchish te'amis. So he leaves a gap of 2 amos min ha-Koisel. He places the board 2 amos from the wall. Umas halas sham pas. Then he places a pas for Yisrael Mishalish amos, and it has 3 amos. Listen, a pesach to block the doorway. V'nim su chamesh amos elus tomos. So we regard these 4 amos as though they're closed off. Why? Explains Rashi. What happened to that 2 amos gap which was not blocked? Shepirta shtei amos. The gap of 2 amos niteres. But oimed merubalein. The fact that there's oimed, which is greater in size than those parts. The built portion, the board, which is 3 amos, is larger in size than the gap, which is merely 2 amos. So that gap becomes bottle. The parts becomes bottle to the limit. So this is a review of this case where we have 15. We're trying to break it down to get it down to 10. The same thing will apply to our case where we have 20 amos. We need to break it down to 10. Ve'echad ahavi rechav chav. If the entryway is 20 amos wide, asa kein afal tzad hasheni. So he does this twice, once on the right side of the mavi, and once on the left side of the entryway to the mavi. He goes ahead and does this configuration, deducting 5 amas from the right of the mavi, blocking 5 from the left, which results in a 10 amma entryway. Or, Rashi gives us another etza, a yasa pas shesh amos. So he makes a board which is 6 amas long, viyachag dal amas, and leaves 4 amas empty. So alongside one of the walls, he's going to take a 6 amma board, leave a gap of 4. So the 6 amma is greater in size than the gap. So it's mevatel the pirza. So this will give us a total of 10 blocked. So this deducts 10 of the 20, and you're left with merely a pesach of 10. V'nitir tzide echad b'oibid b'ra paretz, and the 4 amma gap will become mutter because the oimid, which is the 6 amma board, is larger in size than the parts, and the parts is bottled to the Aymed, and it too is considered to be blocked as though it's built up. So we have two options here. One is running the board through the middle of the Mavi, splitting into two, or blocking part of the entryway. Says the Gemara, we want to analyze Rabbi Yehuda's approach. He told us to take a Mavi which is 15 amas wide, take a board which is merely 3 amas, leave a gap of 2 amos near the wall, place that right next to it, thereby closing up 5 amos. So you deducted 5 from the 15, you're left with 10. Says the Gemara, why do we prefer this option? Perhaps we can approach it differently, which will seem to be better and superior than this approach that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned. V'amai. Says the Gemara, why does he take a board which is 3 amos, places it next to a gap of 2 amos? Perhaps we can approach it a bit differently, in a way where, number one, he doesn't need to trouble himself to find a large size board. Perhaps we can address the problem even using smaller size boards. That's number one. Number two, rather than leaving simply an open gap, perhaps let's configure this blockage in a manner where you have perhaps 2 boards on both sides of that gap, which will give it the impression of a doorway, of a pesach, rather than merely just an open gap, which appears like a pirtza. So perhaps let's offer an option which seems better than Rav Yehuda. V'amai, says, well, why do it this way? Yasa pas amma. Why shouldn't he go ahead and take a board which is an amma wide, an amma umechza? Yasa pas amma umechza. V'yarchik shtei amis. So let him take the pas, which is an arm and a half, 1.5, place it next to the wall, flush to the wall of the mavi. V'yarchik shtei amis, and then go ahead and leave a gap of 2 amis next to that. V'yasa pas amo mechza, place another board, which is an arm and a half, alongside that 2 amma gap, thereby blocking off a total of 5. Now why is this advantageous to the earlier option? Because number one, doesn't need to find this large size board. Even if he finds two smaller size boards of 1.5, it's enough. Number two, you're surrounding that Tuama gap with two boards. It appears more like an entry, like a Pesach. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda prefer this option? Says the Gemara, apparently there's a problem with this approach. Why? Because the gap in between these two 1.5 boards is actually greater in size than each one of those boards independently. It's only when you combine those two boards. So it's 1.5 plus 1.5 to equal 3. The total of the boards will surpass the size of the gap. Will result in the concept of Oymed Merubah LaParetz. Built is greater than the unbuilt. But each board independently, each Oymed independently is not larger in size than the gap in the Peretz. So apparently the fact that Rehuda doesn't suggest this option seems to indicate to us that one cannot combine two portions of a wall where each one isn't independently larger than the gap. You can't combine those two together to nullify the gap alongside them. Shmamina, we can deduce from here that Oymed Merubah LaParetz, we're trying to achieve Oymed which is greater than the parts, Mishtei Ruchos, if we need to combine from two sides, two independent portions of a wall, to combine them, to have oymed, which is greater than the gap, lo yav oymed. We don't consider it to be oymed, because since each one independently doesn't have the ability to be mevatel the parts, and actually, you can't combine with your friend to nullify the parts. It's the parts itself is going to nullify the oymed, which is alongside it, because it's greater in size than the built portion. So apparently, that's the pshat where we can't apply this option. Says more, is that the case? Says more, no, not necessarily. Lo'olam emelach ayva oymed. Perhaps you could combine the oymed mishtei ruchos to nullify the parts next to them. Why can't you apply the option that I mentioned in the case of the Mavi? For a different reason altogether. There's another concern. V'shan ne'och, here it's different. Da'asi aviru da'haygisa. What's happening is that the post, you have 1.5 near the wall, you have two, which is parts, next to it, and you have another post, which is 1.5. This second 1.5 post is surrounded on all sides with gaps, with avir, which are greater in size than itself. On one side you have the two ama parts. On the other side, you have this grand entranceway to the Mavi. So each one of these gaps is greater in size than that post. You can't use that post. That post is butel. Since it's surrounded from all sides by aver, which is greater in size than itself. It says more again, v'shaneach, here it's different. The asi aver, the haigisa. You can't apply your option. Because the aver, the space on one side of the post, Bavir, the haigis, and the space from the other side will join together, umavatale. They'll team up on this post and be mavatale the post. That's why you can't apply your option. Says, well, we have another option. V'yasa pas ama. Let him place a board, which is an ama wide, right next to the wall of the Mavi. V'yarchik ama, leave a gap of an ama. V'yasa pas ama. Affix another board, an ama wide. V'yarchik ama, leave a gap of an ama, v'yasa pas ama, and finally leave another board, which is an ama in width, for a total of 5, 3 of which are boards built, and 2 of which are gaps. So this gives us a total of 5 mostly built, and therefore it's considered to be closed off. What's the benefit of this approach? Twofold. Number one, he doesn't need to trouble himself to find large size boards. Number two, the gaps in between those boards are surrounded from both sides by boards, which gives the appearance of a Pesach, of an entryway. So why does Rabbi Yehuda propose this configuration? Shema mina. Apparently, we're going to conclude from this, Oymed keparetz aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if we have Oymed, the built portion of a wall, which is equal in size to the parts, such as in our case where the board and the parts, the built and the unbuilt are equal in size. Aser. That built portion is not reckoned with. It's batel because it's not greater in size than the gap. Rashi brings it's actually a discussion, a machlekes later in the perek. So should we conclude that Rabbi Yehuda holds that such a situation would be asur? And that's why he didn't suggest this idea. Says Mar, no, lo'olam emalach muta. Generally speaking, this is okay. V'shaniach, in our case, is another problem. The problem we mentioned earlier. Because if we take a look at that last post, the one near the large entryway, it's surrounded on both sides with gaps, with avir, which are either equal in size or actually greater in size than that post. So those two avirs, those two empty spaces, join forces, they combine to nullify that post. The asa avir dahigisa comes along the avir from one side. The haigisa and the avir, the space on the other side, umevatle and nullifies the post. That's why Yehuda couldn't suggest this idea. Says, well, we have another option, which seems to address all these concerns, and it's superior than Rabbi Yehuda's option. Says the Gemara, let him do it as follows. Do it in a manner where at least the gap will be smaller than Rabbi Yehuda's gap of two amis. What should he do? V'yarche gama. Why shouldn't he merely leave a space of amma near the wall? V'yasa pas amma u'mechza. Then go ahead and attach a pas which is an amma and a half wide right next to that gap. V'yarche gama. Leave another amma. V'yasa pas amma u'mechza. And erect an amma and a half of a board. So this will at least lessen, narrow the actual size of the gap. So we have the wall of the Mavi. You have a gap of merely an Amma. Then a post an Amma and a half wide. Then a gap of Amma. Then a post an Amma and a half wide. So you end up having a smaller size gap than Rav Yehuda's gap of two Ammas. That itself is an advantage. And if you look closely, you addressed all the problems because each built portion, each post, is greater in size than the gap next to it, which is merely an amma. The post is an amma and a half. This will be mevatel, the gap, mevatel the parts. And none of those concerns mentioned earlier will apply. This will result in a enclosed mavi. You're going to be blocking off those five ammas and lessening the width of the mavi, cutting it down from 15 to 10. So why don't we adopt this approach? Says my Nechanami, you're right, this will be a legitimate approach. V'kuli highlight Ruchu Rabbanon. Rabban didn't burden this fellow to go ahead and have to strategically place his board in this manner. Chacham didn't want to be matriachim, and therefore he allowed him merely to apply Rabbi Yehuda's option of applying a 3-amma board, even though it's going to result in a large gap of 2 ammas. Continues the Gemara. But we have another concern here. Being that he created a gap at the opening of the Mavi, perhaps we should be concerned that the inhabitants of the Mavi will actually use that opening as their new entranceway, as their new exit out of the Mavi, and abandon the grand entranceway, and it will be considered to be a non-functioning entity. So once it's been disabled, the Kaira or the Lechi placed alongside that former entry to the Mavi, we consider to be deactivated and not useful any longer. The point of the lech of the Kur is to create that separation, that hacker. Well, if it's not going to be used at the entryway, the lech of the Kur render obsolete. So why are we concerned? The Dilma Shavak Pischa Rabba. The person will abandon this large size entryway, but Ayel be Pischa Zuta, and go ahead and enter through the small entryway to the Mavi, meaning use this new gap as his way in and out of the Mavi. Amar v'adabar atmar masna, there's no concern. Chazaka, we presume, ein adam maniach pesach gadol, a person doesn't abandon this large, conveniently sized entryway, u'maniach v'nichnas b'pesach katan, and enter the small size, squeeze himself in through the small size gap. There's no such a concern. U'maishno b'daravami darasi. Why is this different than the halacha that they told us? Rami Rasi told us that if a breach developed alongside the Mavi, so on the walls of the side of the Mavi, there was a pirza, which introduced the residents to a new entryway to the Mavi, in and out. So since a new Pesach was developed, this negates the entryway to the Mavi, the main entryway, and nullifies the effect of Lech Vekir, since that entryway has been rendered obsolete, been deactivated. and the Lechavi Korah no longer effective. So why is this different than their case? Says the Gemara, it's a big difference. There, the Pirtza developed alongside the Mavi, along the length of the Mavi, which affords a convenient shortcut for the residents to use. So perhaps they'll prefer using that breach as their Pesach and negate the former entryway to the Mavi. Hasam k'memat b'ilucha. It lessens their trip. They need to walk less. It's a shortcut out of the Mavi, so it's convenient. Hach, in our case, where the Pesach, the gap is where? It's at the entry point of the Mavi. It's up in the front. It's right alongside the large entry point. They're not gaining anything. It's not providing a shortcut. Hach, l'k'memat b'ilucha. It doesn't lessen their trip. There's no reason for them to use it, to prefer the small entryway over the large entryway. So there's no concern that they're going to abandon the main Pesach and use a small Pesach. So in summary, if we have a large size Mavi, for instance, a Pesach which is 20 amos wide, the Gemara gives us two options how to go about cutting it down. One, run a board up the middle, breaking it into two. Number two, partially block the entryway to the Mavi by placing a board. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. Oira asla v'chalal shavoy mitzdafim b'tefach. So we have a sheet of leather, the Oira Aslo used for the bathroom, and there is a hole in the middle, that's the Chalal. So the Oira Aslo, the Chalal Shaloi, with its gap, mitzdarfin, betefach, or litefach, they're considered to be a tefach in width. Rashi explains this is with regards to Tumah. So the minimum size of an oil, a roof, which allows transferring of the Tumah to anything beneath it. So if there's a tumah underneath the oil and something which is tar, the oil spreads that tumah to the area underneath it. The minimum size of an oil is a tefach. So if this sheet of leather has a hole in it, we go ahead and we combine the intact portion, the leather portion, together with the hole inside. The hole is buttle to the leather. So although in total, the intact and the hole are merely a tefach, we regard this entire piece of leather, though it has a tefach intact, and can function as a oil tefach. So oil ha'asla v'chalal shaloi mitztarfin b'tefach. My oil ha'asla, what is this? I'm a rabbi b'chana, or yechon oil kisui, shal beis ha'kisui. It's the covering, the leather, which is used as a covering for the beis ha'kisui. V'kama, how large hole are we speaking about? Says the Malki Asr of Dimi Amar, he said as follows, etzba'ay mikan. So the leather sheet here is designed as follows. There are two finger widths on either side of the hole. Etzba'ay mikan, two fingers on one side. Ve'etzba'ay mikan, on the other side of the hole, we have leather which is two etzbois in width. Ve'etzba'ay revach ba'emtza. In the middle, there's the revach, the gap, which is also two etzbois wide. So we have this piece of leather, which totals 6 finger widths, which is considered a tefach. We have the gap in the middle. On either side, we have leather intact. 2 esbois width on this side, 2 on this side, and 2 in the middle. So although the portion which is intact is equally sized to the gap, we consider the gap to be a bottle, so the portion which is intact, the parutz, is bottle to the oimet. So that's sort of Dima's description. 2, 2, and 2. Ki also Rav and Omar, when he came, he explained as follows. Etzba umechza mikan. We have the sheet of leather, which has a hole in the middle. On either side of the hole, how much leather is intact? How wide is it? The width of an etzba and a half. Etzba umechza mikan on one side. Etzba umechza mikan and 1.5 etzbois on the other side of the hole. The etzba revach b'emtza. The gap in the middle is actually an etzba wide for a total of 4 etzbois. Omli Abayler of Dimi. Mi peligisu, is there a machlekes in halacha between the two of you? You who describe the tefach as consisting of 6 etzbois, in contrast to Raven, who spoke about 4 etzbois, is there a halachic difference between the two of you? Omale lois, Rav Dimi responded, certainly not. There's no halachic point of contention here. It's simply two ways to describe the same tefach. It depends what size fingers we're speaking about. Haber Rav Vasa. He was speaking about large-sized fingers. 4 thumbs are contained in a tefach. Habazitrus, I was speaking about small size fingers, pinkies, in which case six are contained in a tefach. For loy pligin, actually, there's absolutely no halachic machlekes between two of us. Amar leis, Abai responded, la'aye pligisu. Actually, it does appear that there is a halachic difference between the two of you. Why? We discussed earlier that oimid needs to be greater in size than the parts. So the built portion needs to be greater in size to be mevatel the unbuilt portion. Now, let's say the oimid on one side of the gap is not greater in size than the gap itself. Rather, we must combine forces. We must take two oimdim on both sides of the pirtza to combine them, to join forces, to have a total of built greater than unbuilt. That's the oimd mishtei ruchos. Can one be metzarif, the oimd mishtei ruchos to mevatel parts or not? Says Abaye, this exact question seems to be the point of contention between you and Ravin. Why? Because in contrast to you, Rav Dimi, who described the Oir HaAsel, this leather seat cover, as follows. It was designed in a way where you have a hole in the middle, and on either side of that hole, there's leather intact. What size? How much leather is intact? So you described it as follows. The hole in the middle was two etzbois, and the leather on either side, the intact leather, was two etzbois on the right side of the hole, and two etzbois on the left side of the hole. Now, the oimid on the side of the hole is not greater in size than the hole. They're both the same size, they're both two etzbois. So how can the oimid be mevatel the parts? How can we say the hole is batel to the side? Apparently you hold that one can join forces, one can combine the oimid mishtei ruchos. You can take the intact portion from both sides of that gap, join them together to nullify the gap. So in contrast to you, who seems to hold of that, Ravin, who described the Oir a bit differently, doesn't seem to concur with this approach, because he said that the hole in the middle was merely an etzba wide. The intact portion, the oimid, on either side was actually larger than the hole. You had an etzba and a half on the right side, an etzba and a half on the left side. Why did he need to describe it in this manner? That the intact portion was larger than the hole. Apparently he holds that we require that the oimid on the side of the gap should be greater in size than the gap itself. You can't join with the other oimid. So apparently indeed this seems to be a machlokes between the two of you. Let's see inside. Amar leis, Abai responded, la'ai pligisu. It appears indeed that there is a machlekes. Uba oimed merubal apart, mishtei ruchos pligisu. When we need to combine the oimed, mishtei ruchos from both sides, to overwhelm that parts, can we do that or not? That indeed is the point of contention between you and him. Lididach, according to you, haba oimed mishtei ruchos. Yes, one can combine the oimed from both sides to nullify the parts. In contrast to Ravin, who described the oimid, the intact portion on the side of the hole, as being larger, greater in size than the hole, he holds that it needs to be greater on its own. You can't combine the intact portion from both sides to overwhelm the parts. L'Ravin, mirach achas hava oimid. The intact portion on the side of the parts needs to be greater than the parts. Mishtei ruchos lava oimid. But you can't combine it from both sides. Why? The fact is, he described the oimid as being greater in size than the parts. If he would have agreed with you, he didn't need to describe it in that manner. He could have described the intact portion to be identically sized as the parts. Why did he need to be greater? Apparently he holds that the oimid on the side of the parts itself needs to be greater than the parts. This agadaitach leplegisu, because if you hold, there's no machlokes between the two of you. The Ravin, hachi. Ravin should have described the leather as follows. Etzba shlish mikan, ve'etzba shlish mikan, ve'etzba shlish revach be'emtza. He should have described them all equally sized. The hole in the middle was an etzba shlish, one and a third finger widths. And the intact leather on either side was equal to the parts. Was each one only an etzba and a third? So again, he should have described it etzba shlish mikan, an etzba and a third of intact leather on one side of the hole, the etzba shlish mikan, and an etzba and a third of leather on the other side of the hole, the etzba shlish revach be'emtza, and an etzba and a third of gap in the middle. Why did he need to describe the intact portion on the side of the gap as being larger than the gap. Apparently he holds you can't join the two intact portions together. The two pieces of leather on both sides of the gap. The leather on the side of the gap on its own needs to be larger than the gap. Therefore, he described the intact portion as being an etzba and a half wide, which was indeed larger in size than the gap, which was merely an etzba wide. So this was Abaye proving his point that indeed there seems to be a machlekes between you and Ravin whether we can join the item together. So Ravin responded, he says, I disagree. I'll prove to you that that's not the point of contention. I don't hold you can join two item together. He says like this, Ve'elamai pliginon. So you maintain that we have this machlekes whether you can join the two item. So why did I have to describe the leather the way I did it? Why did I say it was two, two, and two? Two intact, two whole, two intact. In which case the intact and the whole were equally sized, both two and two. If I hold you can join two intact portions with each other to overwhelm the parts, I could have described it a bit differently. I could have said that the intact portion on the sides of the gap were actually, each one independently, smaller than the gap. Why do they overwhelm the gap? Why do they mevatel the parts? Because they join forces. Why did I have to say it was two, two, and two, in which case the intact portion is equally sized to the gap? Apparently, I don't hold, you can join the oimdim together. Says the Gemara, velamai pliginon. So you say this is the point about machlekes. L'didi hochi ibayde l'meima. I should have described it a bit differently. I should have said that the intact portion was actually smaller than the gap. Why is it mevatel the gap? Because it joins forces with the gap with the intact portion on the other side. I should have said etzba ushnei shlishim mikan. That on one side we have leather which is intact, in a with a width of an etzba and 2/3. The etzba ushnei shlishim mikan, and on the other side of the gap we have leather intact, which has the size of an etzba and 2/3, so 1 2/3. The etzba ayim ushnei shlishim revach beemtza, with a gap in the middle which is larger in size than each of these sides independently. We have a gap which is 2 etzbois plus 2/3, 2 2/3 etzbois, which is actually greater in size than either of the intact portions on either side of that gap. Because if I hold, you can join those intact portions with each other. This description would also suffice. Because although each side independently is smaller than the gap is very large, 2 2/3 etzbois, and the intact portion is merely 1 2/3, that's not a problem because I join forces with the other intact portion, which overwhelm the gap. So the fact that I didn't describe it in this manner, rather I said it's 2 intact, 2 gap, and 2 intact, I don't hold we can join two intact portions together. Rather, if there's a machlokes between myself and Ravin, it's based on a different question. A question is, can one be mevatel the parts when the oimed is equally sized? So in my case, when the intact portion is merely 2 etzbois next to the gap which has 2 etzbois, so they're equally sized. Apparently I hold, that's enough to be mevatel the parts. Parts ko'oimed is batel. Whereas Ravin, who described the leather, the ura asla, in a manner where the hole inside is smaller than the intact portion next to it, he says the intact portion was 1.5 etzbois, the hole was merely 1 etzba wide. He holds that if they would have been equally sized, the parts would not go away. It wouldn't become batel. So if anything, that would be the point of contention. Says the Gemara, Ela ikel meima de pliginon. If you want to say that there is a machlekes, the parts ko'oimed palginon. The machlekes pertains to a case where the parts is equally sized to the oimed. So according to me, it's batel. So even though the arasla has a revach of 2 in the middle and an oimed of merely 2, the revach is batel, as opposed to Ravin, who described the hole as being smaller than the oimed next to it. He holds that if it would have been equally sized, it wouldn't have been batel. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We began with Rav Yosef telling us that alongside a lechi one cannot carry. The length of a mavi is 4 amis. A lechi which is visible outside is sufficient. The Gemara told us how wide can the entryway to a Mavi be, according to Tanakam, up till 10 Amis. According to a view that greater than 10 Amis. Exactly how wide, we're unsure. The Gemara tells us, if the Pesach is 20 Amis wide, so you must lessen the width. He has two options. He places a board alongside the middle, splitting it into two, or he partially covers the entranceway by placing a board which is 3 Amis wide, as described in the Gemara. We concluded with the Ora Asla, which appears to be a machlekes between Avdimi and Ravin. Abaye suggests that the machlekes is whether we can combine two oimdim to nullify the parts. Avdimi responded, no, that's not the machlekes. Machlekes is in a case where the oimdim is equally sized to the parts, whether it can be mevatel the parts or not.